Hayırlısı.
Today's Amud is Yuma Nun Heyam Beis. We're holding on the bottom of Nun Heyam and Aleph, four lines in the bottom. So says the Gemara, Yatza v'nichay al kan hazav shebeheichal. We said in the Mishnah, we were going through the Seder HaAvodah, and we said that the Kohen Gadol, he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he sprinkles the dam of the par in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then he goes out, and he puts down the bowl with the rest of the dam of the par on a stand that's inside of the Heichal. He puts the dam of the par there. He goes out, he shechs the Sayer, and he goes in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim again, and this time he sprinkles the dam of the Sayer. After he sprinkles the dam of the Sayer, so he said he goes back out into the Heichal, and what the Mishnah says is that he puts down the bowl with the rest of the dam of the Sayer on a second can that's there, on a second stand that's there in the Heichal. And then he takes back the dam of the par and he sprinkles it in the Heichal, etc. But the Shita of the Tanakhama is that there were two stands in the Heichal, one for the dam of the par and the other one for the dam of the Sayer. The Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah was Chaylik, and Rabbi Yehuda said that no, there was only one can in the Heichal. And when he went out, when he went out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, after sprinkling the Dam of the Sayer, so there was only one stand there, that stand was already being used for the Dam of the Par, so he took off the Dam of the Par, and then he put down the Dam of the Sayer on that same stand. So now says the Gemara, now this is seemingly going to have nothing to do with our Mishnah, or our Masechta even, but the Gemara is going to tie in our Mishnah when we get to Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam, we learned over there in Masechta Shkalim, we learned over there in Shkalim, there it says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo'yayu Shefarais L'kinei Chayva, that there was no special collection box in the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to see soon that there were different collection boxes that people would put their money. They were called Shefarais. They were called Shefarais because it looked like a Shefar. It had a wider bottom where it collected the money and a thin top where you put the money into. So they had all these different sort of collection boxes that people that needed to bring different karbanos or different donations, so they would put the money into different boxes. Says Rabbi Yehuda that there was no special shayfer, there was no collection box for kinei chayva. There are certain people that are chayiv to bring kinim, it's a type of bird offering, such as azav, azava, yayledes, they're chayiv to bring a carbon that's called a kinim, a bird offering, and there was no collection box for this kinim. Now, it's important to realize that a person could also donate birds as a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. He can pledge, he can make a neder or a nedava and be mechayiv himself to bring a bird offering in the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yehuda says that there was a collection box for those types of birds. There was a collection box for the kinei nedava. There was just no collection box for the kinei chayva. He's very specific. That there was no collection box for the people that were chayiv to bring kinim, such as azav, and yayledes. Now, another hakdama that's important to know is that there's a big difference between a carbon that's the kinei nedava and kinei chayva. There's a big difference between the two. And that is that kinei nedava, if a person pledges to bring kinim, so the halacha is that he brings two birds and they're both brought. It's an ayla. There's no such thing ever as making a neder to bring a chatas. A neder and a dove only you can bring an ayla. So if a person pledges to bring a carbon kinim, so the halacha is a bird offering. So the halacha is that both birds get brought as an ayla. However, when it comes to the kinei chayva, that the certain people are chayiv to bring, so there one bird gets brought as a ayla and the other one gets brought as a chatas. So now again, back to our Gemara. So we learned over there in Shkalim that Rabbi Yehuda says that there was no special shayfer, there was no collection box for the kinei chayva. Now why not? Why specifically with the kinei chayva, why was there no collection box? So says Rabbi Yehuda some vague words, which is going to be the focus of the entire Amud today. Says Rabbi Yehuda, b'bnei hatarayvais. He says, because of the mixture. Because of a mixture, so therefore, there was no special shayfer for the kinei chayva. So it says in the Gemara, the $1 million question, my mibnei ha-taroivis. What does it mean because of the taroivis? What chashash was Rabbi Yehuda worried about? What was he chayshish for? What was this concern of taroivis that because of this, he said that there was no collection box for the kinei chayva? So Amr Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef explains, the reason why he said that there was no collection box for the Kinei Chayva is because he was choshesh that maybe when the Kehanim go to take the money out of these different collection boxes, again, there was a collection box for the Kinei Nedava. So if you also had a collection box for the Kinei Chayva, so Rabbi Yehuda was choshesh that maybe when the Kohen goes at the end of the day to take the money out of the different boxes and to bring their prospective karbanos, so maybe he's going to mix up some of the money and he might end up taking money out of the Kinei Nedava box, which again, anything in the Kinei Nedava box is supposed to be used to bring an Ayla. And he might get it mixed up and think that he took it out of the Kinei Chayva box, and he's going to bring it as a Chatas, and really the halachas of a Chatas and the Ayla are very different. And he's going to bring it as a Chatas, even though really it's money that's supposed to be used for an Ayla. Or the reverse might happen. He might take money out of the Kinei Chayva box, which was supposed to have been used for a Chatas, and he might end up bringing it thinking that he took it from the Kinei Nedava box and bringing it as an Ayla, which again might end up being that he's bringing it incorrectly. So because of this Cheshash Taroivis of mixing up the Kinei Chayva with the Kinei Nedava, so that's what Rabbi Yosef explains, that's what Rabbi Yehuda means when he said that there was no Shefaris of Kinei Chayva b'mniyat Taroivis. That's Rabbi Yosef. Amle Abaye, Abaye says to Rabbi Yosef, what's the problem? What's the problem? He's chayshesh that we might mix up the Kinei Nedava with the Kinei Chayva. V'navitrei, make two different collection boxes. Make one for the Kinei Chayva. Make one for the Kinei Nedava. And your word, he might mix them up. Very simple etzah. V'nichtoi v'layu, just write on the two boxes, hide the Chayva, v'hide the Nedava. Write that this collection box, don't just write Kinem on it. Write Kinei Nedava and Kinei Chayva. Write exactly what they're for. And then there'll be no chashash that the Kohen might mix it up, because it'll say exactly on the box what it's supposed to be used for. So that's what Abaye's kasha to Rabbi Yosef. And if Rabbi Yehuda's only concern was because of Taroivas, so then why didn't he just use this simple etza of just writing on the boxes the correct carbon? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, less like Siva. The reason why this etza doesn't work is because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't rely, he's not saimich that a person's going to look at the boxes properly. He doesn't rely on Siva, something all of us men can understand, right? Who looks at the instructions? A person doesn't look. He's chayshish that a person won't look at the boxes to see what it actually says. And because he was chayshish for that, so therefore he was chayshish for tarayves of kinei chayva with kinei nedava. Now, how do we know? Where do we know this from? That Rabbi Yehuda less like Siva? How do we know that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold? That Rabbi Yehuda holds that we don't rely. That we don't rely on Ksiva, and this is why it comes up in our Gemara. Did not, because we learned in our Mishnah. It says that Rabbi Yehuda, Imer lo ha-yosham el-kanecha bilvad. Rabbi Yehuda says that there was only one stand in the Heichal. He said that there weren't two stands, there was only one stand. Trey my time aloi. Now wait a second, let's think about it. Why lefi Rabbi Yehuda was he very specific? Why didn't they have two stands? Why they didn't have money to afford two stands? Why didn't they just get a second stand? Says the Gemara, it must be because they were concerned that there are two stands, so the Kohen Gadol might mix it up. He might not remember and realize which stand has on it the dam of the Sayer and which one has on it the dam of the Par. Now wait a second, there's a very simple Eitzah. V'navitrei, make two stands, v'lichta v'layu, and just write on the stands that hide the Par, v'hide the Sayer. Write that this stand is for the Par, and that this stand is for the dam of the Sayer. So alibi, what do you see from here? From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says that they didn't have two stands, why didn't he say that to make two stands and use this Eitzah? Elul, Rabbi Yehuda, less like Siva. You see from here that clearly Rabbi Yehuda holds that we don't rely on Siva. We don't rely on the fact that a person's gonna look, and therefore there were no two stands. So we have a raya from our Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda less like Siva, and that's the answer to Abaye's kasha on Rabbi Yosef. Abaye asked on Rabbi Yosef that how could you tell me that Yeah, Taroivas means mixing up the Kinei Nedava with the Kinei Chayva. Just have two collection boxes and write what they're for. Answer is Rabbi Yehuda less like Siva. He doesn't rely on Siva. Frakta Gemara Meisve, is that really true that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't rely on Ksiva? But we learned in the Mishnah in Shkalim. The Mishnah says that Shalish Esrei Shefaris Hayu B'Mikdash, there were 13 different collection boxes in the Beis HaMikdash. Vayakasuv Aleihan, and it was written on them what they were for. One of them said, the first one said Tiklan Chadatin, the second one said V'Tiklan Atikin, the third one said V'Kinan, it said Kinan on it, the Gaizli Ayla was the fourth one, the Eitzim was the fifth one. The Gemara is going to explain the first few. We'll see soon. The Eitzim was again was the fifth one. A person who wanted to donate money to buy Eitzim for the Maracha, so he put the money into this collection box. This Shaifer was set on an Eitzim. The sixth one was the Levina, for the Levina. If a person wanted to donate money to buy the Levina, so he put it into this Shaifer. And the seventh one was the Zahav Lekapiras, was a person who wanted to donate gold, money for gold to be used for the Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash. And so that was the seven. And then Vashisha Lundava, there was another six Shaifaris for a person who wanted to donate money to be used to bring in the Dava. So that money was put into any one of these six Shaifaris. So that's how we have a total of 13 Shaifaris. And now the Mishnah explains a little bit, Tiklin Chaditin, what was this Shaifer with the money of the Tiklin Chaditin? Elu Shkalim Shal Kol Shana Vishana. That's where every year when a person brought Machs the Shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, so he put it into this Shaifer, the Shaifer which said Tiklin Chaditin. Tiklin Atikin, what was this one for? Mishle shakel eshtaka, the person who didn't give machz shekel the previous year. So yishkel eshana haba, so he gave machz shekel the following year. He gave two machz shekels, one for that year, which he put into the tiklin chaditin, the new shekel box. And then he also gave one for the previous year, and then he put it into the shayfer, which said on the tiklin atikin, old shkalim. So last year's machz shekel, if a person didn't give the machz shekel the previous year, he would put it into this box, which said tiklin atikin. Kinen, Hain, Tyrant. Kinen is referring to a certain specific type of bird offering of Tyrant. Guys, Le'ayla, Hain, B'nei Yaina. That was where a person who pledged B'nei Yaina, the Kulon Ailas. But those were both things, those were both birds that were only brought as Ailas, meaning they were only Kinen Adava, not Kinen Chayva. Divei Rabbi Yehuda. This is all the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda is the Shita say that he holds that there was no Shaifer for Kinen Chayva. But now, what do you see from this Mishnah? So this Mishnah is clearly going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and still Rabbi Yehuda holds that there were 13 Shaifaris. Maybe you're gonna mix it up, and he's gonna end up using one box for a use of, that's really supposed to be for the other box. Says the Gemara, no, because it says the Mishnah, because it was Kasav Aleihen, because it had written on the boxes. It said, Tiklin Chatin, Tiklin Atikin, it said on each box what it was for. So therefore, and you see from here that was enough, that we weren't Chayshish, that they were gonna mix it up. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda does rely on Ksiva. So how could you tell me Rabbi Yehuda doesn't rely on Ksiva? You see clearly from here Rabbi Yehuda relies on Ksiva, and if so, the really what the bottom line Kasha is that we're back to Abaye's Kasha on Rabbi Yosef, that how could you tell me that the reason why there was no box for Kinei Chayva, when Rabbi Yehuda says with Ne'at HaRoivas that he means because he might mix up the Kinei Chayva with the Kinei Nedava, he's not going to mix it up, because it will say on each box that this one's for the Kinei Chayva and this one's for the Kinei Nedava. So Al Karchach, we have to say that when Rabbi Yehuda said with Ne'at HaRoivas, he means something else. He doesn't mean that you're going to mix up the uses of the boxes, because clearly you could just have written on the box what it's for, and that would suffice. So if so, so what does it mean when Rabbi Yehuda said with Ne'at HaRoivas? Says the Gemara, Ki Asa Rav Dimi, Amar, he explained that Amri ben Marava, he said that they say in Eretz Yisrael to explain that the reason why, what Rabbi Yehuda means when he says Bnei Atarayva, is the reason why there was no Shaifer for the Kinei Chayva is because of Egzeira Misham Chatas Shemesu Baleha. If there was a box that had on it Kinei Chayva, so the kain at the end of the day, what would we do with it? Everyone who was chayv a carbon, a kinim, a zav, a yeledes, v'chulu, so they would go to this collection box and they would put in their money. At the end of the day, the kain would take this collection box, take all the money out, buy the birds, and bring them as karbanis. That's what would happen. Says the Gemara, says Rav Dimi, that no, that doesn't work. Why? Because you're always going to have to be chayshish that maybe one of the people who put the money in, maybe she died. Maybe he or she died. And if he or she die, so the halacha is by a chatos. There's a specific halacha when it comes to a chatos, that a chatos shemesu ba'aleha, if the owner of a chatos dies, so the halacha is that the animal goes lemisa. And if it's in money form, if the chatos is just designated as money, so the halacha is that you take that money and you throw it into the yam. It's possible to be used. So if, being that it's possible to be used, so we're always gonna have to be chayshish. If you have a box of kinei chayva, which some of it is supposed to be used for a chatas, you'll always have to be chayshish that maybe one of the owners died. Maybe one of the people that put money in, that put their money in here, maybe they died. And therefore, there's gonna be money in here, which is possible. It's gonna be mixed in. So we're not gonna be able to use any of the money, because we're always gonna have to be chayshish for this. Bittul, we'll come back to that soon. But the point is that we're we're always going to have to be chayishes that there's money in here that's pasul, that's mixed in. That's what Rabbi Yehuda means when he said b'bnei ataroivis. We see it was chayishes b'bnei ataroivis means money of chata shemesu baleha. When you have this money, at the end of the day, you have to be chayshesh that maybe one of the people that put money in here, that maybe they died? Is that really something you have to be chayshesh for, that maybe the owner died? But we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, let's say you have someone that lives far away. Let's say he lives in Chutz La'aretz and he's chayev chatas. So how does he bring the chatas? He sends it with the shliach. He sends. He has a friend that's coming to Eretz Yisrael. Anyways, so he gives his chatas to his friend who's coming to Eretz Yisrael. Anyways, and he has his friend bring the carbon chatas for him. So the halacha is when he comes to Eretz Yisrael, he comes to the Beis Hamikdash. The halacha is makriv in Aisa. We bring the chatas for him. Becheskas shu'kayim. Becheskas that the owner, that the one who sent it is still alive. Now we have no idea that that's actually true. Maybe the owner is not alive anymore. What do you see from here? That we're not chayshish lamisa. We don't say that we're chayshish lamisa. So how could you tell me that when Rabbi Yehuda said b'nei ataroivis, it's because at the end of the day you're not going to be able to use the money because we're always going to have to be chayshish that maybe one of the people who put money in here died. You see from this mishnah in Gittin that we're not chayshish lamisa. If someone sends money, sends a chatas, we didn't say yeah, and we bring it b'chas kashu kayim, and we don't say that we should be chayshish that maybe he died. So rather, what does it mean when Rabbi Yehuda said b'nei ataroivis? Says the Gemara, elam yishum chata shemesu baleha vadai. We didn't mean to say that we have to be chayshish at the end of the day that maybe one of the owners died. What Rabbi Yehuda meant to say is that they didn't have a special collection box for kinei chayva, because kinei chayva partially goes l'chatas. And maybe at the end of the day we're gonna find out that one of the people that put money in here died. Not that we have to be chayshish for that, but maybe at the end of the day we're gonna end up finding out about someone who put money in here that died. And if we're gonna find that out, then all the money's gonna have to go into the garbage. It's gonna have to all go into the yam, because there's money that's pasul that's mixed in over here. And so we're not chayshish that maybe someone died, but we're chayshish that maybe we're going to find out that someone actually died. And if someone actually died, then for sure there's pasul money in here, which is mixed in, and it's going to ruin all the money in here. Frak the Gemara v'nivr arbezuze v'nishti b'maya. Just take the amount of money that goes for one person's carbon, which is 4 zuz, and just throw that into the yam. Why is it going to pasul all the money just afterwards? You're going to have, let's say you will have 100 zuz in the collection box. So just take 4 of the zuz, which is the price of one person's carbon, take out 4 zuz and throw that into the yam, and we'll say that retroactively this is the money that person put in. We'll say, let's say the person's name was Shimon that died, we'll say this is Shimon's money is this 4 zuz, take out that money and throw it into the yam. Why can't we say that retroactively this is considered Shimon's money, v'hanach nishtru, and then the rest of the money will get a heter, you'll be able to use it. Says the Gemara, because this concept of being able to retroactively decide something is called Brera. That's what that concept is called. It's machlekes tanayim, whether or not we rely on Brera. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda shita is Rabbi Yehuda lesle Brera. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't rely on such a concept of Brera. He doesn't rely on this idea that we could retroactively decide that this is Shimon's money. And the Gemara on the following Amun is going to show us where we know it from. But that's what the Gemara says, that Rabbi Yehuda shita is that we don't rely on this concept of Brera. Since we don't rely on this concept of Brera, we'll have to be chayshish that maybe we're going to find out that one of the people that put money in here, that maybe that person died. And being so, therefore there's going to be pasul money that's mixed into the shayfer, and we're not going to be able to use any of the money. So we mentioned the kasha. We said, why don't we say that it's batal? What's the concern? That maybe we're going to find out that one of the people that put money in here, that maybe they died. And what would be the issue with that? That there's some money in here that's pasul. So let's say there's 100 zuz in here. So 4 zuz in here are pasul. So what's the issue? So 4 zuz will be batal in the rest of the 100. It's batal it's an overwhelming rive. So why don't we say that even if there is a person that will find out that he died, that his money will be batal? So the seemingly obvious tarets would be to say the Rabbi Yehuda's l'shitasa, like we learned in Maseches Pesachim, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that min b'mina yeinoi batal, that when you have two things that are the same min, like in our case it's money and money, so Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that money is that when you have two things that are the same min b'minoi, we don't apply the concept of bittul. So maybe that's the pshat. The reason why it won't be bittul is because it's min b'minoi. However, the Aruch Haner in Sukkah and Chaf Beis and Aleph points out that Taisus and Menachos and Chaf Beis and Beis writes that even Rabbi Yehuda, who says min b'minoi is loy bittul, when it comes to two things that are yavish, Rabbi Yehuda only says min b'minoi loy bittul when it comes to two wet things, two liquids. But when it comes to two solids, two dry things, so then even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that min b'mina is batal, and if so, money, which is obviously not a liquid, money is a solid object, and therefore even Rabbi Yehuda should say that it is batal. So why don't we say that the four zos should be batal and the rest of the 100? So the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Meila and Perek Zayin Alach Avav, he says that our Gemara is a riot to Shitas Taisus and Meila. Shitas Taisus and Meila is that everyone agrees that there's such a concept as a davar chashav is never batal. If you have something which is chashav, it's not batal. Shitas Taisus and Meila is that money is considered a davar chashav. That money itself is considered a davar chashav. So says the Mishnah Lamelech, this is our Gemara is a riot to Taisus, that money is a davar chashav, and therefore it wouldn't be batal. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda was chayshish that maybe we're going to find out that one of the people that put money into the shayfer died, and then it's not going to be batal, like that says the Mishnah Lamelech, because it's a davar chashav, and therefore even if we have a rife, we have 100 zuz total, and we only have one person that died, which is only 4 zuz, still it won't be batal because it's a davar chashav.